Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Christmas special of the On The Fence Cast. What? Hey, can't get it. Welcome back to the Christmas special of the On The Fence podcast with
Direct Dan.
And today we're talking about 2018, year in review.
Oh yeah.
This is our first podcast back after the live show, by the way.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, it was mental, wasn't it?
Thank you for everyone that came.
Yeah, thanks guys. It was like, I still can't quite grasp, like me and you were sat there in front of like nearly 100 people just talking.
That was mental. That was a lot of fun though. Thank you for, honestly, thank you so much to everyone that came. You were also lovely. It was really nice to have a chat with you at the end and meet you and take pictures of you, all of you. Yeah, thanks, man.
And what was weird was like when you spoke and people laughed.
Yeah.
You finally saw why people were like laughing at the show, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
When we talk now, it's not funny.
That's
but people
what I
find
think.
It funny.
What was I doing the other day? And someone was like, you're mad. Oh, I went to an event the other day and they wanted me to do a bit of speaking. And that was real time, obviously. And a lot of the people there were, you know, quote unquote influencers. I hate that name anyway, but whatever. And they were like, oh my God, you're so funny. And I was like, it wasn't deliberate. I didn't tell a single joke, so that's worrying.
You're like, are you laughing at me or with me?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens to me. I'm always like, I can't tell if they're laughing because I'm funny or because like they're laughing at me for being like ridiculously strange. I find myself quite strange anyway, in general. And let alone when I'm in front of people as well, I get more awkward.
Yeah.
I tell you who smashed that night, Freddie and Sean.
They did. That's what I've said this before though. They're so good on like camera. They're like, they're just naturally entertaining, I think.
Yeah.
And I think maybe some people find me entertaining, but I don't think I'm an atypical
like
entertainer.
Like a
comedic person to speak to, I don't think.
It's just hard. Like I would love to do stand-up, but I just don't think I can do the delivery. You know what I mean? It's like, you can have the jokes, but it's the timing and like your facial expressions. You all got to think about so much, which is basically impossible. But anyway, back to the case in hand. It's 2018. We're near the end of it now. This episode is going to be coming out very close to Christmas. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I mean, we're not too far from Christmas right now.
No, we're literally like two days away from this coming out. So what day is it today? It's the 18th. Oh, no, it's the 18th of December, yeah.
Yeah, so what, we're a week ago or something?
What are you...
That's what math's saying.
What do you want for Christmas this year, Dan?
Peace and quiet.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. What do I want for Christmas? I don't even know.
I think I've noticed you doing a lot of cooking recently.
Oh my God. Do you know what it is, yeah? I like cooking. I bumped into a friend at the gym yesterday and he's known me for a while. And we got talking about my cooking stuff. And he knows me. That's what I've always done. I've always cooked on my Instagram. It's just no one gave a shit before.
Because underneath your like main name, you've got loads of little like highlights of cooking
and
stuff over
there,
like the time.
They were there before I went on in the circle. That was just cooking pancakes and stuff and like just little meals and stuff. So yeah, I think the only reason I make those videos is because I genuinely enjoy cooking. And from what I can tell, a lot of other people enjoy watching them. So I think, okay, cool. Well, it's not too much of an inconvenience for me to record it. and I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So I may as well let you guys at least enjoy watching it.
And it's January very soon, which means everyone will be looking for like fitness,
true,
health, nutrition, mm-hmm, for like 3 days until they give up.
So true.
So that might be a little thing to jump on, actually.
Jim's going to be Ramo.
Yeah, Jim's going to be Ramo for like one morning on that first Monday.
Yeah.
Then everyone gives up and goes back to the pints. Are you doing dry Jan? I feel like you do. You don't do.
Yeah, I don't,
too much drinking anyway. So
I don't massively drink. To be fair, that's why I don't really participate in all these dry things, because I probably have.
You're not wet.
Yeah, man's not wet. Man's not moist. Do you know what I mean? I could easily go 2 months without touching a single drop of alcohol. So
yeah,
it's probably not for me to do a dry something, because it bears no relevance.
Mm. No, I'm the same. Like I do at the moment. I've been drinking like more regularly because post circle has been,
yeah,
like,
that's true,
more events, and I just feel awkward. Firstly, I need a bit of drink anyway to get the Dutch courage to like network,
loosen you up a little bit.
You know what I mean? Because we're expected to like network more. I don't want to talk to Dave.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I just want to stay in my corner with my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Who I've brought along, and then you just look like a dick when you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't naturally do that. I think it's. Yeah, I'm not a natural sort of massively. I just don't like bugging people. I don't like bothering people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just, you have your little nice time. If you want to come and speak to me, you will get the warmest of welcomes.
Yeah.
But I don't like disturbing people. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
I'm the same. Yeah. Like, so. Like, oh, hi, my name's Al. It's like, mate, who are you? Boy. Yeah. Who are you? So 2018, what would you give 2018 out of 10?
Oh, that's a really good question. That is a really good question. Oh, man. I'd probably have to give it a solid 8, I think.
Yeah.
Solid 8. The reasons for that. How did the year started quite well, actually. I'm coming up to a year that I moved into my flat. I think I moved in on the 23rd of December last year. So I'd recently got another place of my own. So January, I'm thinking I'm happy, I'm on top of the world.
Nice.
Oh my God, I got a promotion in Jan, I think, as well.
Oh, mad, mad.
And then...
What a start to the year.
Yeah, so I think I got the promotion maybe like back end of December, but it was announced back in December, but I got it in Jan. And then like, I got my own office.
Oh, yeah. Really? What, like, were you boxed off from everyone else?
Yeah, yeah. I had my own office on Jamaica Road.
Wow.
In SE1. So anyone that knows London, you'll know where that is, because it's literally the road that off Tower Bridge Road.
Okay, yeah, so, I know the one.
Yeah, it's really, really central location. And then I got to hire my own staff. I got a new car from the company, gave me a new car. I was just really generally having the time of my life.
That's a hard...
Which is weird. Which is funny. I didn't really date this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like there was... I'm trying to think of any sort of romantic situations I was in, and I can't really think of any at all for the whole year, but I had a really, really good year.
I feel like you've been too busy. Like,
yeah, there's been a lot going
in
on.
In stuff. Between having your own like office, hiring staff, all that, that's career-driven stuff. It's really hard to maintain a relationship. And then... On top of that, becoming like a reality TV
individual. That was really random as well. I suppose the weirdest thing is I'd been with that company for 4 years. So I felt comfortable there. And yeah, redundancy came and knocked me on the head. But it's fine because I was only redundant 2 days before.
Yeah, before the circle.
Called for the show. So that kind of worked out. So even when there was kind of a negative thing that could have happened, there was a positive thing that led straight after. So, you know, like they say, one door closes, another door opens.
Yeah. I would say, weirdly, like the lowest point of my year, like my year, again, I would say like at least an 8, maybe even a 9.5.
Yeah.
I could push it to a 10 if I thought really about my year, because it's been an amazing year. Like, started my own business and I did all these things. But then when I went on the show, I think being on the show itself
was a low point.
Was the lowest point, not the post.
Yeah, yeah,
afterwards,
not the afterwards.
Was incredible. That was right back up. The actual during, because as you know, as well as me, like being in total isolation, it really like...
It's challenging. Just messed with my head. People really, really underestimate how challenging it is to just be on your own for that length of time. Alone, let alone all the other influences of speaking to people that you've never met. I think what I kind of try to put in perspective of Imagine that everyone you've ever met, all of your friends, family, and anyone that you're fond of and speak to on a semi-regular basis, you don't speak to them, you have no access to them, you can't see a picture of them, you can't even text or have any sort of interaction with them whatsoever. And now you have all these new friends, and these are your new friends, and these are the people you speak to, and those are the only people that exist on the world in the world.
Yeah,
and
those 8 people that are in the circle at that one time.
That's it. Yeah,
it's mad. And then the rest of the time, you get to speak to them a couple of hours a day. The rest of the time, you're just left with your own head.
Yeah,
you can't even distract yourself with like TV or like YouTube or anything. It's just your head.
So you have to, and you sort of find yourself replaying conversations that you had, and why did they say that? That's a bit. So yes, it's a mad experience. But I understand why you felt that was a low point for you.
Yeah.
I know it was very challenging, like we've said before, for you because of what?
Because it was just all like the whole thing, I think, just in general as well. But then post circle again has been like, now look where we are
amazing.
Now.
Amazing.
We're in my semi packed up flat recording a podcast near Christmas time. So I think 2018 has been a good year, but what I thought we could do is review, like go back a bit and review some of the things. So my first question for you would be, we're social media people at the moment, we're on social media a lot. What do you think the biggest viral trend was of 2018?
No, that wasn't this year. I was going to say that was years ago. It's probably last year.
You're like planking.
No, can you imagine like 2010? I think, what I was going to say is Black Beatles, but that defo weren't this year. I think that might have been 2 years ago.
Oh, was that the mannequin thing?
Yeah, the mannequin challenge. Which is weird because I suppose, I think Ray Shrimmer did actually name it the mannequin challenge in the end. But
there was some mad, remember like Gangnam Style? Or what was that one where... they play the music.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Harlem Shake.
Harlem Shake.
Yeah.
Those were mad times. I used to love that when a little thing came
around. Do the Harlem Shake.
And then last year, 2017, was like bottle flips.
Oh my God, yeah, that was so cool. I love that. Yeah, dabbing. I think dabbing was a couple years ago. What was this year though? I can't think of, do you know?
I've researched it, so I'm not going to comment.
Oh my God.
You have to think.
Oh, come on. Trends of this year.
Well, have a think first about like who has the influence to set trends. That might be a good way of putting it.
Usually music people.
Who would you say is like the biggest
influence? Kanye West?
Maybe like in 2018, the biggest person that's come out.
Oh, come out as new?
No, but like has really established themselves. I think you've said to me before that you called it early doors, but like now it's just... rocketed into oblivion and is like world touring. He's the man, like released an album which is just unreal. I'm gonna keep giving you clues to get it.
So he's obviously does music if he's released an album. Let me think, who released? Oh, Drake.
Obviously. So think about so Drake is obviously the one.
What did he do? Oh, Kiki Challenge.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, Kiki Challenge.
So that was the biggest viral trend of 2018.
That is interesting because the funniest thing is about that, and I don't know if you know this, but Drake didn't set that trend. He didn't really technically start it at all.
Yeah, who was that?
It was a guy called, I forget his name now. I'll have to look it up. I can't remember his name, but he's a comedian. He's an Instagram comedian essentially, and he just does what essentially you guys like you do, similar to stuff like just little... spoof videos and just like dances and stuff basically. And Drake had just released the album that wasn't a single. I'm pretty sure that wasn't a single that was selected to be a single for the album. The album came out, the geezer played the song and jumped out the car and started doing dumbness. And then and called it a challenge. Fully did that whole dance. His name's on the tip of my tongue. Oh my God. If you remember his name, comment in the comments below. Let us know what the name is. I can't remember his name or his Instagram, but he got massive off it. And then he ended up being in the video. Drake got him out flew him out to be in the video.
Okay, I'm trying to see it. So I've put in Kiki Challenge Guy. And
I can't remember his name.
The first one is I've got it. I've got his name. Shiggy,
that's it. Yeah, Shiggy. He's funny. He is funny.
And
I've followed him I followed him loosely. I don't actually follow him, but every now and then I'll see his videos and I'll have a look. He is funny, but usually the sort of stuff that he does is like videos of him shouting. Sounds quite funny, but quite weird. It's videos where he explains a situation and then he becomes more and more heated about the situation, really angry. And then he starts dribbling and spitting while he's shouting. And it is quite comical to watch. That's what he's more known for.
But I like that, to be honest.
Yeah, he obviously blew off that and he gained a lot of followers and obviously gained a friend in Drake as well.
Yeah, which is mad. So like what I don't understand is...
Internet's a crazy place, man.
If you go viral... And you've gone viral off Drake's song, Drake is bound to hit you up and be like, yo.
Yeah, because that's what Drake is like, but there's a lot of artists that would do that.
Do you reckon that he got a lot of money from that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mate. 100%. I feel like Drake, I think I heard a rumor that Drake gave him some sort of gift because in the at the end of the day, in reality, Shiggy's the one who made the song go viral.
Yeah.
It wasn't
so you've
Drake.
Got to get
Drake
something.
Released a song, which is great, and Drake will always do well off his music. I'm not saying he won't, but... That song wouldn't have been half as successful without the challenges that came with it.
Yeah.
With the dancing challenge, which I think obviously people have been aware of that for a long time since like Soulja Boy days.
Yeah.
When Soulja Boy did the dance and that flew off because he had a dance. But it's difficult. And I think people try and do it, but it's difficult to actually create for yourself, to make a song, create a dance within your song and then make the song. Like people have to organically pick it up almost and it has to just...
It's like that guy recently, like my yay is different.
Yeah.
That was just him just singing in his bedroom.
And to be fair, I thought the song was shit.
Yeah. and then Big Shaq was another thing last year. Like,
yeah.
He just went, and then everyone was like, oh, that's the sick tune.
Yeah,
and
to be fair, it was sick as well. But like, you're right. It's just that it's like almost a spontaneous moment captured in its essence. And it just spreads. Well, that's what the word meme comes from.
Yeah.
It's like a... almost like a virus which is picked up by person and then the other person
then replicated and keeps going.
Yeah, it just keeps going, which is sick though. I love it. I think it's so cool that normal people could just become known for something, which is cool, but at the same time, there's obviously a flip side to that. If you get known for if your meme is a shit one.
Or if your meme is made out of you, like the, why are you coming faster?
Yeah, why are you coming faster? Well, he's capitalized off that. Yeah. I don't know if you saw it. Have you seen his Instagram?
I've seen it. He's popping
off. He's got like 500,000 followers.
That's mad.
He's got t-shirts with Boohoo Man.
Really?
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't want off. Like...
The geezer who crashed into him on a bike has made a diss track.
Really?
Yeah, I think it came out yesterday or maybe today.
I mean, I think they've got some help, surely. Like those people must have jumped on that and be like, yo, set up an Instagram account, let's do this. Because
but he's got like 15,000 followers or something.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean, for both of them, because there's no way that Why You Coming Fast guy had
but
the
that
slightest...
video is that video is old as shit. I don't think people understand that video is like 5 years old.
Yeah.
I saw it 5 years ago.
It's like, it's an aggressive man. Being aggressive. But if for some reason it's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. I think it helps that he's not English.
and it helps that his head got so wedged up that car. It was like stuck in there, mate. For those of you who don't know, just type in Why Are You Coming Fast in whatever search engine you want and it'll come up.
Definitely find it.
Okay, so what I wanted to go onto now is still social media. What has been the biggest emergence of a category on social? So this is quite a difficult question, but there's been something that's arisen in 2018 specifically and over the last couple of years, which is now like mad popular. And I don't know why. And it involves microphones and whispering. Have you heard of this stuff?
Microphones and whispering?
It's called ASMR. I need to actually search what ASMR stands for.
I've seen the abbreviation ASMR before, but I don't know what that is.
So it's autonomous sensory meridian response. And it's where people go like, yeah, you know, like we're listening to people like whispering and then they go like.
Oh, is it that thing like on YouTube where you can like, there's a thing on YouTube, yeah? It's called the barbers or something like that. And you put the headphones on and you close your eyes and it's like the barber's shaving your head.
Really?
Like you can hear all the sound. Honestly, when we're done with the podcast, I'll put it on for you. And it's like, you can hear all the sounds as if you're in a barbershop.
No way.
It's almost like you can feel him shaving your head. It's that real.
Okay, that's mad. It's not that.
Is that not that, no?
I don't know what it actually... So basically, it's people whispering into mics, right? So they do this. And then it's an experience that's categorized by static tingling sensation on the skin. And it begins on your head and moves down the back of your neck and up a spine.
Whispering.
So this girl became the youngest millionaire ever.
What? How old is she?
And it's a bit weird, mate.
How old is she? What's she doing?
Oh, sorry, that I didn't explain fully. The youngest millionaire on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. She's got like 3 million fans now.
Wow.
And she's 12 years old. Oh, she's 13.
Now she is.
Oh, okay. she just turned 13. It says 12 on my laptop. But basically you hear her doing like...
But it looked like she was saying ow, but I don't really understand why people would find that interesting. I don't want to...
Yeah, no, so it's not why people don't find it interesting, but the thing that I find weird about this is that there's a 13-year-old girl who's now a viral superstar, has got like 3 million fans or whatever, and she just makes those noises.
So there's a lot of other people that are adults that do it and have a following.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to put it in. Now this is, Christmas ad. This is a weird one. This girl is like, she's got like two of these weird fake ears.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
And then listen to that.
So many of you find mouth sounds so relaxing.
And I'm like, what? Okay, so I don't find it relaxing. I find it creepy. It sounds like there's a ghost in my house, bruv, in my ears, whispering to me.
I know you. This is not visual, so you can't really see the face that I'm making right now. So I need you to, if you're listening to this, I need to close your eyes. Just do it.
Explain your face.
Doesn't matter where
you are.
If you're driving, maybe close one eye. Listen, my face is screwed up right now. Oh, mate, my face is like when I was sitting next to Alex, after we had met. You know what my face looked like then? I was like, why am I here? But that listening to that is like, because I don't understand, because I could easily do that right now. Like, is anyone getting anything from me talking like that? What is that, mate?
Shall we just do a whole podcast?
Oh my God, yes. Let's make millions.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are we having a great time?
Yes. I am now no longer the direct Dan. I am ASMR Dan. Thank you for coming.
This is ASMR. ASMR sexual Dan.
Sexual chocolate.
Oh, mate, madness.
That is hilarious.
That's the biggest trend. And I think obviously...
I'm going to jump on that, man. I'm not going to lie, but I don't think I require many skills for that one.
Yeah, I feel like we're both obviously super uneducated about it. I do find...
I'm going to research that proper. Yeah. People say that I've got a nice voice, you know?
Yeah,
I should be capitalising on that and making people tingle in that.
Yeah, making mad girls tingle.
Pause.
Time out. We got carried away. Just a disclaimer, like obviously earlier when we were referring to the 13-year-old, I think that's a problem in general, is like really young people being exposed to the internet.
That's the internet though, isn't it?
But
that's
she's made it very successful for herself. So fair
Which is
play
a good thing.
She's a millionaire.
She got them racks.
13-year-old millionaire. On a completely another note, 157 new species were found in Asia in 2018.
Of what? Humans?
Oh, no, of animals. I'm so confused as to how... I'm like, bro, we've been at like super high intense scientific world now for years. How are we still finding hundreds of new species?
That's mental.
Lots of frogs, apparently. I'm going to get this up as well. Species. Here we go. New species discovered. So, salamander that can grow to 2 feet. Just one example of a new species that's found. I'm like, how have you not seen this before? You know what I mean? Apparently there's loads of places that where people haven't even explored yet.
Yeah.
Like send me deep, over there.
Deepest depths of the oceans.
Yeah, I want to go down into the trench.
Yeah, that's weird though, but I feel like it's strange that there's still places on the planet that are unexplored, I feel, at this stage.
It's like, what could there be? You never know. Why aren't we prioritizing that?
Yeah, exploration.
Yeah.
We're going to a moon and shit, going miles and that. You ain't even flipping been to your next door.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Finish your own country, your own world. You haven't
finished your breakfast yet, mate.
Yeah. You're thinking about dinner. It's 7 a.m., mate.
Trying to flipping inhabit,
let's move to Mars.
Yeah. Mate, you ain't even inhabited, you haven't even visited some of the places on your own planet yet.
No, Branson, Richard, stop flying into space.
Yeah.
And just, why don't you fly over to Asia and find the rest of the species? Once we've completed that task.
Have a look, mate, yeah?
Yeah, have a little look around. And once we've completed that task, we can crack on. And including on what you were saying, SpaceX have broken all-time records this year and sent 64 satellites into orbit.
This year.
Why are you sending those? I swear there's bear up there already.
Yeah, there are, because a lot of them just die out and just run out of gas or something.
Yeah.
I say gas, I know they don't run off gas, but I know they just become, or they get turned off, I believe, a lot of them, and then they just float into space.
I feel like one problem is that once they're dead, they just carry on going around in the orbit. So there must be loads up there.
Tons, yeah.
That'd be quite interesting to see. Have you ever looked up at night and seen like a little white light moving that's supposed to be a satellite, and then you're like, oh, that's a plane. I've done that loads of times. Somebody was like, that's Jupiter, mate. And I was like, looking up at it, I was like, why is Jupiter coming towards me and flashing red?
Why are you coming fast?
Why is Jupiter coming fast? That's what I don't know. Got a message from my producer James over there, and he said that a bloke has explored an unexplored island that's been untouched for 55,000 years.
How's he know?
And he's got murked by a bow and arrow and hung. James.
What? I mean, what, he got killed by a bow and arrow?
Well, is this true?
It was on the news, yeah. So a guy was like, he went to this island that's been untouched for 55,000 years, and said he's going to convert
them
to Christianity.
Oh. Okay, so a guy went to try and convert an island to Christianity and got killed. Fair play. It's what happens when you try and impose your values on others after a long period of time. You know what I mean? These guys just been living chilling on their island.
55,000 years and no one's visited them. It's probably a reason.
And then man just rolls in and just like, yo, have you heard of this man called God? And they're like...
They're like, listen, mate, we've been here for a little while and we don't care for your kind. Get on, mate.
Yeah, or you're going to get a bow and arrow to the face, mate.
I think you're right, though. You hit the nail on the head when you said that's what happens when you try and impose your...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to visit, go and visit and enjoy their culture. I bet he didn't even stay there long enough to understand anything about the way they live.
How
do you know that their religion or their God or whatever they were doing wasn't better than the way you were doing things?
And this is one thing that I get as well, is like, I obviously, we live in London, there's lots of people on the streets, and what I find annoying is people imposing their religious views on others.
Or any views of any kind.
When it's like, okay, so if I want to go and explore Christianity, I've got the internet, I've got a church.
Yeah.
Dave in the street shouting with one of those like karaoke mics from Argos. You know what I mean? I'm now going to be condemned to hell because I haven't gone to it. That's not doing you any favors, Dave.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the right way. It's the same with other religions as well. There's other religions on the street that do the same, and they like just preach. And I'm preaching's been like a long-standing tradition. But for me, I'm like, everyone's smart enough and connected enough now
to find better ways of doing that.
To find out about religion and explore religion in their own way. Mm. Imposing it on me is not going to make me...
The difficult thing is I know with a lot of religions, you are literally physically supposed to go and seek other people out to be part of your religion.
Oh, really?
But I feel like you're right. There's certain ways. I think it's just a lack of understanding.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. Like, the people just don't really get how to sell to people.
Yeah.
Not even sales, sounds very crude way of saying it, but like,
yeah,
but you know what I mean. How to convince someone, how to be on the same level as someone. Because you're right, if you start shouting at someone in the street, it doesn't really matter what you... I mean, if you had £100,000 and you were standing in the middle of a high street and you were screaming at people that you have £100,000 to give them, you'd struggle to give it away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like...
And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be allowed to do that, because obviously that's freedom of speech. Do what you want. But just don't think it's going to work. You know what I mean? Have realistic expectations of who you're actually going to pick up there, because you're not picking me up, and I don't think you're picking anyone my age up. And then the people that stop to have an argument with them, I'm like, bro, what have you got to do with your day? Mm. You crack on, let Dave carry on preaching, just ignore him and just move on. Don't start shouting at him back. People are mad. I've seen a lot of that in 2018.
Triggered. It's called triggered.
Triggered. I've seen a lot of triggered people. What else is there? Oh, somebody, the Mars lander from NASA took a selfie on Mars. That's pretty mad.
That's interesting.
Haven't even discovered all the salamanders.
I haven't even seen that selfie, so obviously flopped on the gram, mate. Sorry. Yeah, obviously, dead. You didn't get that many likes.
Mate, I reckon the Mars lander from NASA has a dead Instagram. It's all orange, brother.
It's just bare pictures of Mars. People are fed up of seeing it, mate. They need some like diversity in that. They want to see something different.
It's just all orange. This is a good stat. A growing number of Americans now believe that climate change is happening.
Wow.
Finally now believe it.
I bet Donald Trump isn't one of them.
No, yeah. And they think it's a good idea now to stop glaciers from melting. That's what they've come out and said. 2018.
Wow. It's nice that some more Americans have woken up.
But New Zealand are on it, and they
are now paying attention to science.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And like years of exploration.
Yeah.
New Zealand have now killed its oil industry to combat climate change. That's pretty cool.
That is amazing.
That's good from them. They've had a good 2018, New Zealand, I feel like. They're still just an amazing location to go.
I've never been. I'd love to go.
I know, neither have I. I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
Going. Yeah, 1st of Jan.
Shit. Out of here.
Okay. What else have we got here? Women are finally able to drive in Saudi Arabia.
Yes. Oh my God, I remember that. Oh my God. Ireland though.
Yeah,
abortion
this is
as well.
Yeah.
The abortion thing in Ireland.
So you can have abortions now, right?
You're allowed abortions. It's not illegal. So before you could have them, I think, but you couldn't have them in Ireland. So you'd have to go to like England to get it. I apologize if I'm obviously getting this wrong and I haven't quite got my facts right. I'm not well schooled on it, but from my understanding is if you were Irish and you got pregnant, it was illegal to have an abortion in Ireland.
Wow.
So you had to travel to either England or wherever.
Jeez.
Have an abortion, then go back. But yeah, obviously that's been legalized now.
That's heavy. Legalized well, I'm glad that people have.
But it's nuts that big 2018 and we're getting things like that. I thought, when I found out that was even still like,
I was confused.
Illegal.
Yeah.
I was like, what? In 2018?
Like, I think it's called pro-choice, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what you... That
I believe
means,
so.
Yeah. So you can like, you're free to choose. I hope I've got that right. I mean...
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, it's... If it's not... It's definitely a form of pro-choice anyway. So even if it's not, that's not the exact correct name, it's definitely still relevant. But I am pro-choice everything. Most things.
Same. Like, choose.
Let people have the opportunity. Like when you illegalize everything, it just becomes a bit silly. Like... Even something like, you know, that's been discussed and heavily debated, weed.
Yeah.
I've tried weed when I was younger. I didn't like it.
Yeah. That was your
Even
choice.
If it was legal, you wouldn't catch me smoking it.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me to smoke the stuff. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So like, people seem to think that, oh, if you legalize it, the whole world's going to like implode on itself. Like, it's probably not. I mean.
LA looks like it's doing all right for itself. California looks like it's doing all right for itself. And I know it's like only supposed to be used for medical use there. But you can just go into any
shop and get it off the shelf.
Weird if you've got one of those cards. So that's like the same. They seem to be doing okay.
But you know what the craziest thing is? We've been, I don't want to, definitely don't want to use the word brainwashed because that's not the right word, but we've been, certain things have been normalized.
Yeah.
So factually, based on the figures, alcohol is worse for you than most drugs.
Okay.
It kills more people.
Yeah.
There are more alcoholics than there are. And that's a legal drug.
Yeah.
Whereas if alcohol was illegal, the same way weed is illegal, then it would be frowned upon more. But because it's just, because it's essentially very similar.
Yeah, and it does some mind-altering things to people. Like alcohol. It makes
you can escape reality from being, yeah. And that's why people be like being drunk. It loosens them up a little bit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
And it's a very similar effect. Well, I say similar effects, obviously not, but like in terms of that escaping reality or not quite being sound of mind.
Yeah.
I don't know why humans love.
They love being anything but
sound of mind. They like being absent from their body in some way, shape or form. But it's far more dangerous. It kills far more people than weed ever has.
That's, yeah, it's mad.
But because we're like, oh, weed is illegal, it's all of a sudden bad, when in reality we've got things that are legal like tobacco and alcohol, which kill far more people. So in reality, what's dangerous about it?
And I think 2019 will hold like a couple of episodes like that for us in our new series. So I think after this, obviously, we'll be taking some well-needed rest, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, Christmas period. Christmas. And that, see the fam.
Wish to, like, obviously we've been so busy recently. I think I've definitely neglected the family time. Have you as well?
Defo.
Yeah.
I've shirked all of my duties.
And Dan's mum came to live podcast, by the way.
Her.
She was such a cutie, mate. She's killing it. So so then we'll probably take a couple of weeks off, but then come back strong in 2019 with some good topics. I think that weed one would be a good one.
I've potentially got a really good guest, by the way. I don't want to give too much away, but he is an absolute amazing, amazing guy. I'm really hoping I can get him on. He's a huge inspiration. He's got an unbelievable life story, and weed is one of the things that he'd like to come and talk to us about.
So yeah.
Fingers crossed we can make that happen.
Okay, sweet. And we're moving into Christmas now. So a lot of good things have happened this year for both of us. We're moving into Christmas now. What is your view on Christmas? Do you enjoy Christmas? Is it, because people are often torn. They're like, yeah, I love Christmas. I feel like the majority of people our age seem to love Christmas.
Mm.
Few that don't. I'm torn in between. I'm like, yeah, I love Christmas, but at the same time, it's a mad stressful period. Like, it's, you got to get stuck in, go home, see all your family, do all of that. You got to buy presents for people. That's like stressful.
Yeah.
What present do you buy for like your mum who's had that many years of presents? I'm not going to say how many years, 21 years.
Keep them sweet. Oh my God, right? Hopefully, I know my mum don't listen to my podcast anyway, so you know, I don't care. But all these events, yeah, that I get invited to, that we get invited to. You know, you always get goodie bags and that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're all catered to females.
Yeah, I've
noticed
that.
There's so much make. There's everything. There's like makeup in there. There's like, I've got a flask in one of them. I've got all these random like items of stuff. But most of like hairspray, I've got like this bottle of.
What events have you been going to?
I don't even know. I've got like so much stuff, yeah. But it's all like women's stuff. So, you know what I mean? Mum's getting a few of them things.
So, yeah, I think a few freebies are getting redistributed for sure this Christmas.
Do you know, I don't want to name her on the podcast, but I've got a friend who's, she's a model and she's quite a big model. In England, in the UK, and internationally as well. I wouldn't want to sell her short. And she called me yesterday, and she sent me a video of her front room.
No way!
I have never seen so many boxes in my entire life, and they're just freebies, like from fashion brands, and like just.
That's mad.
She's gonna be Santa this Christmas. She's literally Santa.
I wish I had got like more freebies since my time. Like I feel like my freebies are quite focused. They're like quite niche.
Like what?
You know what I mean? Like, I tend to get things sent to me, which like lots of t-shirts. I find
I get a lot.
You get a t-shirt, hats.
But the problem is, the people that send me clothes, they're always too small, man.
Yeah, look at the size of this bloke.
I don't think they've not met me. They've just seen me. They just send me stuff. Even if they send me the large size, it doesn't fit. It's too tight. So. They'll send me a tracksuit, but the trousers are never going to fit me because they're too tight. So I've only got a top then at that point.
Yeah.
Like it's just.
Man's not small. A man's not thin, bro.
Trust me, it's just long.
Yeah, XL.
But thank you for sending it. Thanks for the thought and whatnot.
Yeah, obviously, like, don't get us wrong. We're very grateful. Just get the size right. Yeah. Otherwise, Dan's going to have to squeeze into it. He's just eaten a deep dish pizza just now.
So there's a lot of stuff I'm giving away, to be honest. So, like, all the pretty much every tracksuit I've ever been sent is getting given away because it doesn't fit me.
Like giveaway or like presents?
Like presents, I don't know. Yeah, like presents, I guess. Like,
and your brothers are a bit smaller than you, right? Can they? I mean, they're still massive, but can they squeeze in or?
Possible. They're gonna have a better chance than I did. That's for sure. So it will give it'll be someone. It will go to someone that you know will appreciate it. I hope so.
It's mad. So Dan is obviously like super tall. His brothers are a little bit shorter, but they're twins. So it's like an absolute squad, mate. It's like you rolling around with like two bodyguards.
And they work as security as well for clubs and stuff.
So. Yeah, yeah. One of them did security for my event or our event last week. Week before.
Yeah, a couple of weeks back now.
On the fence live. And they kept going outside and like getting people in off the street. I was like, you legends.
Yeah,
they're funny, man. It must be a mad world to work in that. I can't imagine it myself.
He says that he gets stopped. People think he's me a lot, but I don't think. Do you think he looks like me? I suppose obviously there's two of them, but apparently one of them looks
not
more
the
like
T, the other one, right?
No, I think T was the one who gets it. Yeah, yeah, because obviously Ken's got like a beard anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
A full beard.
Like, yeah,
I don't think he's me, but T gets it apparently.
Yeah, not. Well, Sham.
Yeah,
when I didn't, did I tell you this? I think you got told, but on the live podcast.
Yeah,
when she arrived, she ran up to him. She's like, Dan.
Awkward.
I know. Mate, I was so confused. I was like, Sean, you've literally met Dan like 15 times. She ran across the road from the other side of the road, unless she needs glasses or something. She was like, Dan. And then he was like, Dan. And she's like, where do I know you from? And he's like, I'm Dan's brother, obviously. And she's like, oh, so sorry. So that she thinks you look similar.
That is funny.
Yeah, that was a madness. I was laughing my head off at that. But yeah, Christmas time, I think, it's a time for like just eating whatever you want, which is always a benefit. Just getting a bit boozy.
I love Christmas. I'll just say, I put it out there. I absolutely love Christmas. The only thing I'm not liking so much about Christmas this time around is I don't have a car this year. I've always had a car. So I've always been able to get around. So I'll go and stay at my mum's. Like, even if like Christmas, it probably sounds a bit bad, but I don't know, man. Maybe if you're a bit older, you might understand. And I'll go and spend some time at my mum's house, visit my mum and my brothers and whatever. We'll go home and you might not want to spend the whole day there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can go off and pop off somewhere or even on Boxing Day, you can go and see friends, family or family friends. Do you know what I mean? Like,
and also me and you both live on the outskirts of places, right? Like we don't live in central. Like,
You're
out like east way, I'm out west. So when your friends are there and stuff, how are you supposed to get around? You're stuck at mumsies.
Exactly. So the whole idea of Christmas this year is a little bit more daunting because I don't have a car. So it's like, I've got to figure out travel. Travel's always more expensive around Christmas time, less frequent, and it takes longer as well because that means I'm getting trains and stuff. My mum lives in Kent. So it's a lot.
I mean, yeah. And I think it will, as we get older, like cars will become less necessary, but I still want one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like being in central London, it's not, but then there's Crossrail coming in. They're trying to like reduce the amount of cars on the roads to protect the environment and stuff. So as we get older and older, but I love cars, man.
Yeah. I think, I'm not sure if they brought that in already. There's the extra tax for cars that,
have you had a car before?
Yeah. Because I've been an estate agent until
recently. Yeah.
So I've had a car the entire time that I've lived in London, which is years now.
What was your first ever car?
My first ever car was a Rover 200, like a reddish.
What's a Rover 200? I'm going to type this
in. Yeah, Google it. They don't even make Rovers anymore.
Really? I remember Rover.
It's a 1.6 though. My first ever car was a 1.6.
Oh, no way, mate. This is an old school car.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this. Is it this one here?
Yeah. That's the exact one, yeah.
Jokes. That's so funny. 200. I had a Renault Clio, like really old Renault Clio.
Yeah.
But it was a Billabong special edition because I was like a little surfer dude. So what a Billabong special edition entailed was it said Billabong on the glove compartment.
Yeah.
And had the option for a roof rack, which I didn't have. That's what made it a special edition. But
that's
I like
funny.
Claiming it.
I remember my someone that I was seeing at the time had a Peugeot, I think was it a 206? But it was a Quicksilver.
Oh,
Quicksilver
yeah.
edition.
That is jokes, mate.
Like, we the thought it made it edition. Proper cool, didn't we?
But yeah. At the time, I used to think that I was a proper little surfer dude, but looking back, mate, I just wore Hollister.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the shittest brand.
That is joke.
Hollister and Jack Wills Gilet.
Oh, no.
Mate, so posh. All right. Well, mate, we've just been jabbering on this episode.
I feel like we had a little bit of structure and we covered quite a bit there.
Yeah. Like, I feel the best ones are the unstructured ones because this is just what we're thinking about at the time.
Just flows.
And we maybe need to improve our facts a bit more just so we've got more knowledge, but people love the way we just riffed.
Yeah. If you feel like...
Give us feedback, man.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Leave comments, man. I noticed on the last podcast that there weren't as many comments as there usually are. So yeah, leave some comments for us, man. Give us some feedback. Let us know who you'd like for us to appear on the show. That would be a sick one because we've been saying we're going to get guests for ages and it's all good and well us picking guests. But what do you want to hear us talk about? And two, who do you want to hear us talk to? And then it will give us a little bit of a challenge, especially if they're like big famous people, to try and like drag them and like bribe them to get them on our show.
Yeah, defo, hit us up. Let us know. And then also, whoever it is, hit them up. Hassle them. Be like, yo, you should go on this podcast, man. You should go on this podcast. Hit up Joe Rogan, biggest podcast maker in the world. Be like, yo, you should go on this podcast, bro.
Logan Paul. Show.
Hit up all these big people.
Oh my God, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Maya Jama. I'm trying to list people
what Maya Jama, I feel like I need a second chance to meet her.
Yeah, same.
Because I was just a little
bit... You were in a haze that
I was
day.
In a haze. I remember she's like, this is the day of the live final for anyone who just was wondering what day we're talking about. But she said something to me, but this is how much of a haze I was in. I don't really fully understand. I know it was something really, really nice, but I can't remember. But I know I acted strange, but it's because my head was just flipping spaghetti.
Yeah. I mean, we were all strange that night. Like even Millie came up to me. She's like, who are you, mate? Like, you're a skeleton of yourself. It was weird. And you were just like roboting around.
Yeah, it was very weird. And then everyone was running around taking pictures and I was in none of the pictures because I didn't know. I don't know. It was just very confusing. I didn't even have a phone, to be fair. It's still at this point, but everyone's just running around. And I was like, do I need to be in the pictures? Yeah. No one was actually really asking me to be in pictures. So I felt like I probably shouldn't be in them. It was just a real crazy, crazy time.
Yeah.
So yeah, Maya Jama, I know you probably won't listen to this, but I apologize that I was so strange when I met you.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone head to Maya Jama's and DM her and say Danagram is very, very sorry.
Yeah, about
that he being felt such strange.
A little weird though. I didn't really say anything, but I think that's the problem. When someone's nice to you, you usually respond.
Yeah. You're normally like, oh, hi, especially Maya Jama. Like, when I had to go up and hug her, I was like, what?
I didn't, when I came in, I didn't hug anyone. Barely looked at anyone.
Just went and sat down.
Little weirdo, mate. Oh, God. Good times.
Okay, so Dan, where can they find you, man?
You can always find me on Instagram on at Danagram with an underscore, DanaGram_. My Twitter is the same now, just for sake of ease. And my Snapchat, which I'm plugging now, is Dan in Real Life. One L between real and life.
Is that Snapchat? Yeah. So Snap vibes. How do you just like repost Instagram on there? Or is it all fresh?
No, it's fresh. And the funniest thing is my Snapchat is less like, I don't know. It's more like behind the scenes stuff that just, I won't want to, it's more personal. My Snapchat's more personal. So I probably shouldn't plug it, but hey.
It's the nude account.
Yeah.
It's
the one where you'll see me like flipping
in the bath.
Yeah, singing in
the
shower.
You're in the bath.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can find me on everything as Alex Hoban. This has been On The Fence Podcast. Shout out 2018.
Big up. Can't wait. Big and better, hopefully bigger and better things in 2019, man. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Bring it on and bring on anything.
Praying for that.
Yeah. Bring on what's next, man. Who knows?
Yeah. Next challenge. We need that. Thank you so much for listening, guys. As always. You didn't plug yours? I plugged.
Oh, you did? Alex Hoban on everything.
Yeah. I mean,
we've got some credits this time as well.
Zoned out for that bit. But yeah, thank you for listening, guys. As always.
Do my best radio voice for these credits. You ready?
Go on.
This podcast is hosted by Acast, music by The Encounters, and edited by Zach Brown.
That was bang on, mate.
Skirt,
skirt, skirt.
Dabbing on the haters.
Yeah, that was bang on.
Man, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everyone.
Oh yeah, I forgot to even say that. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Many blessings 2019 to all of the listeners. Thanks for staying with us.